Hi, Kaz. How are you?
I'm not very, not very bad. I'm not very well, thank you.
You're not very well.
No, I'm full of cold. I'm full of cold.
Oh, bless you, bless you. As long as it's just a cold and not the C word, then you'll be all right.
No.
Good.
We've been tested. Me and my daughter have been tested.
Oh, fabulous. Right, we're talking baths versus showers, Kaz. Where did your vote go?
Definitely a bath.
Definitely a bath. Go on, tell me why.
Yeah. Well, showers, if you're running late, then it's okay, we'll have a quick shower, but baths, no, definitely. You can have loads of bubble baths, nice long soak. And then what I do is I wait for it to go a bit cool, then I take the plug out and redo it with a bit more hot water.
Yeah,
and then
top it up, yeah.
Just like that.
Oh, yeah.
I can lie there for hours.
Oh, me too. My wife thinks I remind her of Pop Larkin from Darling Buds of May, because I will eat snacks, I will have drinks in the bath. Do you know, I can spend hours in the bath. And I want to buy a TV for the bathroom so I can lie in the bath and watch telly on the wall. That's the plan.
Ooh, well, that's going to go down well with your missus, isn't it?
She's going to say no. I know what she's going to say. Right, so your vote is for a bath, yeah?
Defo.
Fantastic.
All the way.
Brilliant, Kaz. Have a wonderful day.
I'll try.
Take care, babe. Bye-bye. Good afternoon, Susanna. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not so bad. Not so bad at all. So, famous brother, Burgers. Here is the voice again.
Yeah. The system is flawed.
Who do you reckon it is?
It's Mark Wahlberg.
And we have a right answer. There we go. Oh, yes. 8 days. Well, near enough 8 days and two clues. So what gave it away?
It was the burger clue.
Right, OK. Explain that, then.
They run Wahlberg's Burgers in America.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Do you know his famous brother, by the way? Mark Wahlberg's famous brother.
Or Don, I don't know.
Yeah, Donnie Wahlberg was in New Kids on the Block.
Of course, you can't beat the bit of, you know, New Kids.
Suzanne, Suzanne, well done to you. Otherwise known as the chocolate lady, you brought me chocolate in on my first week here. So I want to marry you for that anyway. Right, thank you, Suzanne.
No problem, thank you.
Elton John has broken the internet today for one simple reason. So yesterday, Adele released a little teaser of a new oh-so-happy song that Adele knows how to do. But today, Elton John and Ed Sheeran have revealed a Crimbo tune is coming. Oh, Elton John is going to be doing a Crimbo tune with the legend and the man that could do no wrong, Ed Sheeran, and this is what he's got to say about it.
Elton rung me on Christmas Day to say Merry Christmas. Elton rings me, I spoke to him this morning, I spoke to him yesterday morning, I speak to him almost every single day. He rung me on Christmas Day and he said, Step Into Christmas is number 6 in the charts and I'm 74 and I'm still having chart hits. This is great. I want to do another Christmas song. Will you do it with me?
I can't wait for that. Adele has teased us with what is going to be her brand new comeback single. Apparently she's gone to social media to say that it's out on October the 15th, which is the end of next week. It's a little snippet is on the internet. Have a listen to this. That is all you get. That is all you get, right? A typical Adele, it's a ballad. It's a ballad again. Oh, Adele. I get why it's a ballad. It's a reflection on a divorce, a breakup, and all that kind of stuff. But come on, Adele. We've had years and years of you doing ballads and slow, depressing songs. We know, Adele, you have a fantastic voice. She's got an incredible voice, a voice that will make your hair stand on end. She is a talent to behold. But please, for the love of God, will you sing something happier, something with a bit of a rhythm to it, please? Michaela, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, so before we divulge and we speak to Leo in detail on what he's going to be doing, are you worried about the mess, first of all?
Yes, I'm worried about it getting stuck inside the bath.
People now are going to go, what on earth is he going to be doing? So pass me over to Leo then, will you?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Leo, you all right?
Yeah.
Oh, listen, this is a great story. So, tell the lovely listeners what you're about to do.
I'm going to go in a orange goose slime bath.
You're going to go in an orange bath. Your mum is going to lose her mind, you know, in case you get it everywhere and it gets stuck in the bath and in the plug hole. So why are you doing? Why are you getting into an orange bath?
Because I'm raising charity for the Chester Zoo and the orangutans.
Oh, the orangutans. Oh, fantastic. At Chester Zoo. So I take it orangutans are one of your favourite animals, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are mine too as well. So who gave you the idea of getting into an orange slime bath?
My mum.
Your mum must be crazy. Absolutely. Leo, can you pass me over to your mum for a second?
Yeah.
All right, Leo, well done.
Hi.
What a brilliant, brilliant little lad you've got there, and really bubbly as well. But your idea, is this true?
Well, yeah, I must be crazy, to be honest. We were looking at a number of different things, what we could potentially do, and it just popped into my head. It's October, it's orange, and it's orangutan, so what better thing to do than turn my son into an orangutan?
I love it, I love it. You tell us as well, in detail, why he's doing this and what he's hoping to raise awareness for.
Yeah, so basically, Leo was given a school project to complete over a week ago to discuss endangered animals, and he had to pick a certain animal, so he likes orangutans, so that's why we picked that. And he's focused on discussing the impact that palm oil production has on orangutans and their rainforest habitat and what he can do to save them. And as part of that, he's done a learning log where he's got a number of different facts about orangutans. He's undertook a number of activities. He's visited the zoo and he's got photographs of the orangutans in the zoo themselves. And he's also done a huge presentation board that he's taken into school that's going to showcase all of the findings that he's got. And one of the things that we've been doing is showing him some documentaries on the TV as well, and also obviously on websites and things. So he's learned that the orangutan population falls by 25 each day, and the rainforests that they inhabit are being destroyed to make way for the palm oil plantations, putting the orangutans at risk. And there's a football pitch size area of the rainforest that's lost every 6 seconds. And if we don't do something over the next 20 years, orangutans will become extinct. And this is something Leo's quite passionate about. Cool. So the idea was really, he wanted to raise £25 to represent the 25 orangutans that are lost every day. So this is why he's doing this, and the money is going towards Chester Zoo. And that money will then be sent over to Borneo, and that will create money for trees that will form a wildlife corridor along the river between two fragments of protected rainforest. And that's where there's an isolated group of orangutans that are currently living there. So it'll not only expand their rainforest, but it'll allow them to thrive again.
Wow. I'm absolutely speechless that a young lad like Leo at 6 years old could be really moved enough by something as important as this and as big as this and as far-reaching as this for him to want to do this. This is absolutely incredible. What have his schools said about it?
Oh, the school are absolutely delighted with him, and obviously they're very proud, as well as his mum and dad. We're really proud of him, and his sister's got involved as well. She's only just recently turned 4, but she's been watching all of the programmes as well. So she's excited, and I think she's a bit reluctant to get into the jelly bath. She might join him. Who knows?
So what's the preparation going to be like then for you to do this? So I take it you're putting lots of plastic sheets down, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so I think there's going to be plenty of protection around the bathroom anyway. Leo's going to dig out his best swimming suit, and he's asking he put his goggles on because he actually wants to go under it as well and really stuck in. So,
Where can people find out more about what Leo's doing?
Okay, so if people want to go on to Just Giving, you can go onto the website. It's www.justgiving.com/fundraising/Michaela-Grant, and that's MICHALA-GRANT. And you'll be able to see it as Leo's fundraising for orangutans and the rainforest.
Fantastic. We're going to share all of those on our website and our social media pages as well. Well, listen, give Leo our best and just wish him the best of luck from us here and everybody that listens to this radio station. And will you call us back or message us back when he's done it and send us some photos, because I'm intrigued of what mess he's going to get into and the bathroom as well.
We will indeed.
Say
bye, Leo.
Bye.
Bye, Leo. Well done. Brilliant, Michaela. Thank you very much for your time.
And thanks so much for your time, too.
So Daniel Craig has got his very own star on the Walk of Fame. I didn't know this, by the way, but I learned this yesterday, that the people that have their own stars have to upkeep them themselves. So, for example, if I had my own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, I would have to go and look after it and polish it and clean it and maintain it myself. I didn't know that. This is what our local James Bond, Daniel Craig, had to say about his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I never thought I'd hear myself saying this, but, you know, it's an absolute honour to be walked all over in Hollywood. So,
so what is Walk into October?
So at Save the Family, we support vulnerable homeless families across the Northwest. And over the last sort of 18 months, we found that our families are needing more and more help with mental health and well-being. So for the whole of October, we are asking residents of Cheshire to walk 34 miles, which is the length of the Cheshire Sandstone Trail, and raise money for a well-being fund so that we can provide holistic things that aren't available through the NHS or that have a huge waiting list to our families in times of need and crisis.
So is this open to families that want to take part in this, or is this just individual people and groups that want to do this?
It's open to absolutely everybody. If you want to take your dog around your village, if you have a large garden and you can only manage to walk around the garden, go for it. What we're asking people to do is join in the campaign through our Just Giving campaign page and ask people to join in, fundraise for us, and make a big difference to some of the most vulnerable people in our community.
So who came up with the idea of Walk and Talktober and put it in October?
Well, October first off, hence the Tober bit. But it's been found that mental health is increased by walking and talking with friends. So with the team came up with the idea to put it all together and have it, because a lot of people have physical needs as well. If we put it to a short 34 miles over a long period of time, the month, in order to for anybody that would like to join in, would be able to do it.
And when it's called Walk and Talk, does that mean people are encouraged to talk about what they're going through, or talk about, and just, you know, like a problem halved as a problem problem solved sort of thing?
Absolutely. And you know, we've been through a huge period of change, going through the pandemic. People haven't caught up with people for a long period of time, and it's just a nice way to meet up at a park or down the beach and just have a chat and reconnect with people that maybe you haven't seen, friends, family, over and do something special for vulnerable people.
Where can people find out more about Walk and Talktober?
Okay, so we have, you can go to our website, which is www.savethefamily.org.uk, and there's a link there and a page set up. There's also a Just Giving campaign page, so that would be www.justgiving.com/campaign/walkandtalktober, all one word, all lowercase.
And people can find...
patients there.
Sorry, say that again, I interrupted you.
Sorry, all the information is both on both pages with links, and there's links so you can start your own fundraising page, you can just donate, and it's just a good way to help community.
Because it's Walk and Talktober, are you encouraging people to do their own kind of blog as well on your social media pages and tag you in and all that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. So we've also got a hashtag that is going to run alongside, which is hashtag Walk and Talktober, all one word, so that we can follow people's blogs, see where they're going. It would be great if people are doing the Sandstone Trail to have pictures so that we can keep an eye, you know, keep an eye on where people are, and if we come across people that are doing it, that'd be brilliant.
And you mentioned earlier on in the chat that we've just that we're having now that people, you know, they don't have to go and physically do the Sandstone Trail, do they? But they can go around the block, their local block, or they can, you know, go around the garden or something, or walk around the local field or something. And can I just add one more into that? Because I'll probably do this. Probably get the steps in on the treadmill or something, you know?
Absolutely. You know, if you did 10,000 steps a day, within 10 days, you would actually do the whole thing. So, you know, it's a good way to get a little bit of health, get a little bit healthy, to, if you want to join in with friends, if you want to meet them on the Sandstone Trail, if you don't have a car but you have access to Hull Park, walk around Hull Park a couple of times. And it just means that it's accessible to everybody.
Fabulous. Dee, thank you very much for your time, and all the best with the Walk and Talktober. Will you come back on after the campaign is all done and dusted and let us know how it all went?
Absolutely, I'd love to.